Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bought a new bike lately? If so, you would be lucky. Demand for bikes has been booming since the pandemic began. I mean, we all need something to do outside the house, right? Well, the market research firm NPD Group says sales of bikes and bike parts and accessories climbed 57% in April. That's compared to the previous April. And yet, the supply of bikes is crazy tight because of global supply chain snags. We've heard that before, right? With us now is Ira Cargill. She's co-owner of the Gears Bike Shops in the Toronto area in Canada. And Ira, thanks for joining us.
Hi, nice to hear from you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Let me ask you about the picture at your stores. What does it look like? Do you have customers flooding in, calling, emailing?
So we're actually starting to see a slow in the demand. We are definitely not seeing the same immensity of demand from a year ago. But what we are seeing is demand in certain categories now that can't be filled. So nicer, higher end mountain bikes and road bikes absolutely do not exist in North America. If you have $2,000-$3,000 and you want to buy a road bike or a mountain bike, you can forget about it. We are now finally seeing the entry-level leisure price point. We have stock. So if you are looking for just a step through, I'm going to just start riding around the neighborhood or go with my kids, I could sell you a bike today, but it's pretty sketchy for next year. Supply is actually still tightening up.
Yeah, well, I do want to ask you a bunch about the supply picture. But first, can you perhaps take me back to the start of the lockdown, spring of a year ago? And, you know, at what point did demand just go crazy? And suddenly you had to, I don't know, work all day and all night to try to meet it.
Yeah, we were really uncertain. We've seen a year go by, but there was so much fear on top of just the lockdown. You know, the streets were silent outside of our store. And we were like, how can we sell bikes if no one's outside? It took only 2 weeks to realize that all of a sudden bikes were in demand. Most bike shops repair bikes, so we are considered essential for vehicle service, which was kind of a little loophole for us to be able to stay open somewhat. And then the line started, and then the web store sales literally blew up in a way that no bike shop would have ever experienced. We've never seen anything like it. And then as we got into the winter and the later summer, we realized, hey, wait a minute, the bikes that we normally order that show up at the end of the year, they're not coming. I literally ordered thousands of bikes and we were in the position to competently pre-sell, you know, very organized spreadsheets. We're not going to lose your money. We know what you want. The issue then became when we were told first, hey, bikes are going to come in March, April. Well, now it's April. Okay, yeah, you know, they're going to come in July. And then a couple of weeks ago, those July bikes have now been pushed to late September. So those.
So are you saying if I purchased, if I ordered a bike last fall, I'm probably going to wait a full year?
Yeah. Yeah. There is a chance that you have emailed me about 17 times and I've gone, hey, Scott, nice to hear from you again. And yeah, I did say April and then we did say July, but sorry. And we know nothing. The biggest A brand suppliers in North America, they haven't shared anything because they're all still scrambling to try and build and ship out their 2021s.
It sounds crazy. You're in the business and you don't really know what the big bottleneck is. Like, you don't know if it's the factories in Asia that aren't keeping up or it's shipping delays or boxes falling off containers on the ocean.
It's funny that you say that because it's all of the above. You know, we're hearing about surges of the Delta variant in Asia and we're hearing about it in factories. A few weeks ago, Shimano, one of the largest parts suppliers globally, closed their biggest Malaysia factory due to COVID.
Oh, wow.
There are shipping container shortages, and that we keep hearing more about. In fact, the largest supplier that did push back the bikes to September used the inability to get their product out of the port because there's no containers. So that was the number one excuse they had. And then the parts, the actual physical parts supply. So we are seeing shortages of specific categories of bikes, and that's because the parts don't exist. I don't think that's because of the containers.
Well, and it sounds like the industry can't just, you know, push the magic emergency PPE button, right? Please, world, just make more. Doesn't sound like that button exists.
No. To give you an example, bicycle tubes, rubber, I don't know what happened in the US, but Canada has seen 5% of the tubes that we ordered and thought we needed. So when we ran out of tubes for the first time ever last summer, spring, we put them on what we call our booking orders for this year. And 5% of those tubes have come to this country. And when they do, if they do by December, there will be more tubes in the bike shops in this country than we will need to reorder for at least 10 years. And now that we're into what we call our booking season for next year, for the first time ever, I have to order product for next year, guessing what people will or won't need. And then I actually have to subtract products that haven't even shown up that I ordered a year ago in maybe an abundance that I will never get through. It's invigorating.
I want to ask you about prices. I mean, in other industries, right? If avocados are scarce, the price goes up. It goes sky high. Do you have any ability to raise your prices because there's so many customers chasing not enough bikes?
The prices did go up that we didn't choose to put up, but the suppliers put up to a point where I was actually uncomfortable with some of the prices for the quality of what you were getting. And we, of course, were putting in enormous orders at a regular wholesale, not a discounted clear out price. So every bike in every store today, every bike shop paid top dollar to get it. But if we all of a sudden have a surplus and the consumer starts to ask for the discount and our competitors give into that, we will now really start to see a problem. Yeah. So you're going to see the loss of a lot of smaller guys.
Ira Cargill is co-owner of the Gears Bike Shops in the Toronto area. Ira, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Scott. It's a pleasure speaking with you.